Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Wiser by Dr. Dalip Jest with Scott Laffey. Sophie, I have to say, this book turned my whole view of getting older upside down. You know how we're always told to fight aging, buy the creams, do the supplements, and stay young? What if that's completely missing the point?
Right?
I'm so glad we read this. Sam, I think the core of Wiser is that aging isn't a problem to solve. It's an opportunity. Jest spent decades studying wisdom, and he found that most of its components actually improve with age. So we're basically wasting our time trying to look 25 when we could be becoming wiser.
Exactly. And he starts by smashing the stereotype that older people are grumpy or frail. His research shows that older adults report higher life satisfaction and emotional stability than younger folks. Even when they're dealing with chronic illness or loss, they bounce back better. That's wild.
It's that paradox he calls the well-being paradox. More adversity, but more peace. That's wisdom in action. So he breaks wisdom down into 6 measurable components. Let's go through them because that's where the practical stuff lives.
Okay, hit me. Where are they?
First is pro-social attitudes, empathy, compassion, wanting to help others. Second is emotional regulation, which means not getting hijacked by your feelings. Third is self-reflection and insight, being honest with yourself about your own flaws. Fourth is acceptance of diverse perspectives, intellectual humility. Fifth is decisiveness, making sound judgments even with uncertainty. And sixth is spirituality, a sense of connection to something bigger.
That's a lot, but I love that none of these are fixed traits. They're skills you can build. Like emotional regulation, I need that, especially with my temper. He suggests mindfulness and cognitive reframing. So instead of thinking I'm getting old and useless, you think my body changes, but I have experience.
Yes, and for self-reflection, he recommends something called life review, structured journaling about your past, not just reminiscing, but really examining your successes and failures. It helps integrate your life.
I've actually been trying that a bit. It's uncomfortable, but powerful. And what about pro-social behavior? He says small acts of kindness trigger positive neurochemicals. It's not just about them, it's about us.
Totally. And for acceptance of diverse perspectives, that's the hardest one in our polarized world. He says practice perspective taking. Actually try to see from someone else's point of view. That's a muscle.
Decisiveness was interesting too. He warns against maximizing, trying to find the perfect choice. Instead, satisfies, make a good enough decision and move on. That reduces anxiety.
And spirituality doesn't have to be religious. It can be awe in nature, gratitude, art. It gives you perspective that your problems are part of something larger.
This book also doesn't shy away from the hard stuff, loneliness, loss, and fear of death. But it frames them as the forge where wisdom is built. Like grief can deepen your empathy.
Right.
And his broader point is we have a wisdom deficit in society. We push elders aside when they're our best resource. He calls for intergenerational connection. Let the old temper the young's impulsiveness, and the young energize the old.
That's the part that got me. It's not just about individual growth. It's about how we structure society. We need to value wisdom over speed and polarization.
So, what's your one takeaway from this book?
Honestly, it's that every birthday is a chance to become more fully myself, not less. I'm going to stop dreading the gray hairs and start treating them as badges of hard-won wisdom.
I love that. And hey, if you want to go deeper into this topic, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Wow, that's a great deal. So to wrap it up,
let me just say, the point of Wiser is that aging isn't a decline to manage, it's an ascent to achieve. Start cultivating wisdom now, and every year gets better. We'll see you in the next one.